This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Christianity is not a concept, it's not a philosophy, it's not an idea, it's not a mindset. Christianity is a relationship to a personal God through Jesus Christ. And so when somebody wanders from the truth, what they're really doing is wandering away from the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I want to give you three two-word sentences today about reaching out to people that you know in your family, in your extended family, people you work with, who perhaps are in that situation of wandering from the truth. Let me give you the first one. What are we to do? Number one, we are to act humbly. We are to act humbly. We're to do something, but do it in humility. That's why Paul in Galatians says, if someone's caught up in a sin, you should restore them gently, but be careful, lest you will be tempted. And For years, I always thought the temptation was, if I counsel somebody who's got a drug problem, then my temptation is going to be the drugs. That's not what it means. You ever talk to someone with perhaps a problem with pornography or drugs or alcohol? That's not going to be your temptation just because you counsel them in that situation. I'll tell you what the temptation will be, to be filled with pride. To be filled with pride. When people are people helpers, they can tend to get in a prideful attitude. Well, there's another problem, another situation I've got to help with. And I think the temptation that Paul was talking about is to act humbly, because the temptation is to be full of pride. Be careful about anything in your life that makes you feel puffed up spiritually. Remember that. Notice what makes you feel puffed up spiritually and you feel proud, and that's the very thing that can bring a man or woman down. We're not to be proud in the way we act around people. The first thing we're to do is to act, to do something, to reach out to someone, but to do it in humility. The second two-word sentence is this: pray specifically. Last week, we talked about intercessory prayer. If you were here, you remember that, where you go to the Lord on behalf of someone else. Interesting story. I've got the note right here in my pocket. Kevin Carpenter from our congregation was here last week, heard the same message you did on intercessory prayer. If you can believe this, this week, some man that he works with came up to him and said, have you ever heard of intercessory prayer? And Kevin said, yeah, as a matter of fact, that our minister talked about it Sunday. And he said, why? And he said, I want you to pray for me. And I thought, isn't that interesting? We talk about intercessory prayer on Sunday, and Kevin has somebody come up to him the next day or two and say, have you ever heard of intercessory prayer? Do you know what that means? We're to pray specifically. What does that mean? You pray for specific people and specific problems. When's the last time that you had such a burden for somebody that you were willing to commit to some time in intercessory prayer? There's nothing magical about doing this, but Annie and I, from time to time, will make what's called a 30-day prayer covenant with people. 30 days, we commit to pray for you every day for 30 days. Is there something magical about 30 days? Nothing. Is there something mystical about 30 days? No, it just happens to be what we've chosen, 30-day prayer covenant. But there's power when you specifically pray for a person by name and you pray for a specific need. I said this last week, if you're a parent, the most important thing you do for your children is pray for them. It's not provide an education. The most important thing you do for your child, if you're a parent, is not buy them new shoes every 6 months or buy them new clothes or make sure they have everything they want. The most important thing you do as a parent is to pray for your son to be in a right relationship with the God who made them.
Well, all this week, the final message from the James series. It continues tomorrow at the same time, same place, on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.